appropriate this last day of the year to have Mass. And what's really cool, what I want to kind of preach on is I want to tie in very quickly the first reading, the Gospel reading, and then the feast that we celebrate today. That first reading from John's first letter, right at the very beginning, children, it is the last hour. How appropriate for like the last day of the year, right? And he gives this warning. He says the Antichrist is coming, and many Antichrists have already appeared. And what he's warning these parishioners of his, what he's warning them of is simply just to be ready. He says at the end, he says, I write to you not because you do not know the truth. He says, I know that you do. But just to encourage them, to stay strong, right? And then what's really nice in that gospel, so the same guy who wrote the first reading wrote the gospel reading. He wrote the gospel reading much earlier in his life. But in that gospel reading, we hear, in the beginning was the Word. So like in that first reading, he talks about the end, the last days are coming. And then the gospel reading, the very beginning of John's gospel, it's a very famous passage, the very beginning of John's gospel, because it's very kind of philosophical the way he says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he's talking about Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Before he became flesh and was named Jesus, he was the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God, just as the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God. And he gives this whole beautiful discourse about how Jesus Christ was already in the beginning, right? We know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all co-eternal. Even though the Father is the Father, he didn't exist before the Son or the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all exist together. They're all co-eternal. One's not older than the other. They're all three, and that's kind of the mystery of the Trinity. They're all three from the beginning. And he has this beautiful discourse about how Jesus Christ has come basically to show us the invisible God. That the second person of the Trinity has come and taken on our nature so that we can see the invisible God in the visible God. That we can see God the Father in his Son, Jesus Christ. And again, just how appropriate at the end of this calendar year and then going into the new year, he talks about those who did accept him. John the Evangelist is saying, those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. That we have the ability through Christ to become sons and daughters of God, just as Christ is the one Son of God. We become sons and daughters of God in the one Son of God. That we have that ability to become children of God. And just to tie in the saint that we celebrate today. After we've heard from that first reading, the gospel reading, again, that first reading kind of warning us, he says, you know the truth, act on it, that gospel reading telling us you have the power to, right? You're children of God, you have the power to act on it. And then, how appropriate, the feast we're celebrating today. December 31st is always the feast of St. Sylvester. St. Sylvester was a pope. And interestingly enough, the German word for New Year's Eve, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've studied German, but it comes from the Feast of Sylvester. The German word for New Year's Eve is like Das Silvestern or something like that. It comes from the Feast of St. Sylvester. Sylvester's feast day is on December 31st. This was the day he died, and saints' feast days are always the day that they died. What's so interesting about him, he was the first pope when Christianity was legal. So Christianity had been illegal for the first 300 years under all of the pagan Roman emperors. You would be killed if you were found out to be Christian. If they raided an underground mass, they would arrest everyone there and have them all put to death. It wasn't until the year 313 when Constantine became emperor. And remember, 313, there was the Edict of Milan, and that was what legalized Christianity. It wasn't until much later that Constantine himself converted and then actually made Christianity the state religion, but at least finally in 313, you were allowed to be Christian. You were no longer going to be dragged out and arrested. So Pope Sylvester was actually elected pope the very year later, 314. But he had been a priest in the midst of those other pagan emperors before Constantine, Diocletian especially, who was just killing Christians left and right. So he knew, and he survived, thank God, but he knew how to be a Christian, how to be a priest, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of all sorts of bad things, and then all of a sudden, he becomes pope the year after Christianity is legalized, and he starts building these huge basilicas, and he knew how to be a Christian when it was becoming the in thing, right? And why I think he's such a great example for us going into this new year is we're going to experience good and bad in this coming year, right? And Pope Sylvester knew how to be a good Christian and to lead other Christians in both the good and the bad. He led them when Christianity was illegal. He led them when Christianity was legal. And people would start falling into the trap eventually of being just Christians in name only. Once it becomes legal, it was the in thing to do without actually practicing. And to bridge that gap, to be able to show us of how to be a good Christian during good times and during bad times. And that's what these two readings are telling us, that the Antichrists are coming and they're already here. John's saying there are bad times here. He says, but then in the gospel he's telling us, but you know, you have the power. You know the truth and you have the power to act on the truth as children of God. So good times or bad times, whatever, the message is the same, that we need to have our focus on God, that we recognize our own dignity that we have as children of God, and that, as he says in that first reading, that we act on the truth, not just that we know it, but that we act on it. So that's all I'll say for now, but just today on this Feast of St. Sylvester, we can ask for Pope St. Sylvester's intercession that we be good Christians throughout this new year, in good times and in bad.